Imagine being the first person in your family to attend college. That's what it will be like for some of the city's Say Yes scholars this fall.
They have no one that they can call. They can't call home and ask their mom or their brother about the process that they went through as far as enrolling into higher education.
William Brinson is coordinator of Multicultural Student Services at Niagara County Community College. NCCC is one of the Say Yes partners. Brinson helps recruit underrepresented populations.
When you come from an underrepresented population, you are considered an at-risk student. And quite often, these particular students are yet to be inspired. And I'm someone who's a first-time generation. And that's why I work in higher education, because I know that there's many more others out there just like I was.
On June 28th and 29th in our WNED television studios, Say Yes Buffalo will host a two-day conference featuring all kinds of information for students. Allison Newman is Say Yes Buffalo's scholarship director.
Some of them are academic challenges, you know, kids not really accustomed to college-level coursework, so having realistic expectations for what their academics are going to look like.
It's all about helping these future college students adjust to their new schools and navigate through campus life. Martha Younger is Director of Guidance and Counseling Services for the Buffalo School District.
I'm going to contact the senior counselors, and we're going to go into the schools to sit down with the seniors to make sure that they have registered for the Say Yes incentive and scholarship, and to make sure that they are aware of this program, and to get them to register to come, and to instill in them the value and purpose of why they need to be here.
Guest speakers, panelists, workshops, and Say Yes College partners will all be at this conference, providing city students with a jump start on what to expect in their future collegiate lives. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.